This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show live. David Knight's still preparing to do the fourth hour, so you have to tolerate me for another 5 minutes right now. We'll hit some more news, and this is something that I meant to cover, actually forgot to do so. Wall Street Journal, the headline is Why Donald Trump Decided to Back Off NAFTA Threat. Of course, we had noises coming out of the administration that there would be no termination of NAFTA. Then they came out and said, oh, we're just going to renegotiate it. That was 4D chess, according to a lot of people. But the troubling aspect of this article is in the very last paragraph. I'm going to quote it now. This is in the Wall Street Journal last night. Mr. Trump dismissed talk about a split inside his White House between aides with a nationalist or globalist orientation. Quote, hey, I'm a nationalist and a globalist. He said, quote, I'm both and I'm the only one who makes the decision, believe me. How is it possible to be a nationalist and a globalist? Of course, Trump ran on an America First nationalist campaign. Now he's saying he's a globalist too. Well, you can't be a globalist with NAFTA and a nationalist, given that it hurts nationalist policies. It hurts America First sentiment. A lot of people concerned about that quote. There's another article speaking about his problems within the administration. Who makes the decisions? As he said, a lot of people speculated that Bannon was moved to the back of the room, that he became a peripheral figure because, you know, he was making too many decisions. Trump thought it was a threat to his ego that he wasn't in charge. He reacted to media pressure when they were saying that Bannon was taking too many decisions, making too many calls, again, by putting Bannon to the back of the room. Now it appears the Hill's reporting that Bannon's come back to the fore, so it remains to be seen if that's the case. Breitbart reports, Detroit FGM doctor mutilated girls far worse than she admits. There you see the Hill article about Bannon. We're asking if he's coming back to the fore. But of course, now we have FGM cases in the United States. The Detroit Free Press reported Thursday documents obtained by the paper show much more serious mutilation of Dr. Jumana Nagarwala's alleged victim's genitals than the doctor admitted to. They were arrested, along with two others last week, which represents the first federal female genital mutilation investigation in United States history. The first time it's happened, of course, it's happening all over the Islamic world, all over Africa. Now we have the New York Times coming out a few days ago and saying, we dare even call it FGM. They don't even want to use the term female genital mutilation because it's too brutal, it's too shocking. Well, yes, the practice itself is horrific. It is shocking. That's why you have to call it what it is. And now it's happening inside the United States. It's culturally loaded and divides people, so we're not going to call a spade, just like they refused to use the term along with Barack Obama for years, radical Islamic terrorism. Politically correct New York Times hides horror of female genital mutilation as it begins to happen inside the United States. Poll, 88% of Trump voters agree that media is the enemy of Americans. In fact, Trump's approval rating is still climbing as we speak. Now a new poll sponsored by the University of Virginia Center for Politics finds that an overwhelming number of Trump voters agree with his statement that the press is the enemy of the people. So again, 88% in contrast, a mere 12% said that the media's criticism makes them question their support for the president. So again, there are concerns within Trump's base that he's going back on many of his promises, but still, people know the media's full of crap and they are still telling the pollsters that. So just because Trump may have been flip-flopping on some of these issues doesn't mean that they now suddenly trust the mainstream media, whose trustworthiness is in the toilet, has been for many years. That's going to wrap it up for my segment of the Alex Jones Show. David Knight is coming up live fresh breaking news in the fourth hour. Thanks for joining us, Infowars.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Yeah, it's back to the Get Smart 1960s. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and thanks, crew, for getting that together on such short notice. These guys are able to find the old Get Smart theme, because we've got some news that sounds like it's straight out of a 1960s spy versus spy situation comedy. Get Smart, remember that? Would you believe the CIA put a radio and a cat? They spent $10 million, as the British paper is reporting it, £10 million. So translate that over to dollars, maybe about $15 million. 5 years wiring up a cat. I mean, this is not only sick and bizarre, but it tells you a great deal about the CIA, I think, and our own government. It's absolutely insane. It's like something out of the old Get Smart show. And I actually, when I saw this, at first I made a joke about it. You know, the cat intelligence agency. I said, Yankee Doodle found a cat, wired it like a radio, stuck antennas in his back and tuned him like macaroni. Sorry about not rhyming there, but I'm not a poet. I'm just a commentator, and I can't help but comment on the insanity of this plan. Of course, I spent a lot of time torturing this poor cat. And then when they field tested him, he immediately got run over by a truck, as some people came back. They said the problem with the experiment was that every time strangers came in the room, he left. So it didn't really work as a dropping device. But this is the kind of insanity we see. And, of course, somebody else tweeted back to me, you know, the Russians have tried to bug people with cockroaches. And, of course, I remember seeing, I don't know if it's true or not, in Vietnam, they tried to use ticks to alert them of approaching humans. I mean, that sounds pretty far-fetched. But I don't put anything past DARPA, past the CIA. And so the question is, if Alex Jones were to tell you that this is something that had happened, if he had found this document before it got released, and he had told you about this 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, would all the Colberts be making fun of him, all the Rachel Maddows be making fun of him? Of course they would. The sad thing about this, it's just how deadly serious these people are. You understand the CIA created LSD because they wanted to drop acid in the water, the food supply of the enemy, and they could take them over without firing a shot. And they actually dumped it into the water supply of a French city, according to some sources. I wouldn't put that past them either, not for a minute. They're capable of doing anything. And I think one of the things that this story shows us, and I tweeted this out as well, it shows, one person says, wow, they would do that to a poor cat. What's next? I said, it shows the CIA is not only desperate, but they also are clinical psychopaths. Because, you know, we've talked about this many times. You look at mass killers, and I got a Psychology Today article here. Do mass killers start out by harming pets? You know, this is something that in the 1960s, you could say the CIA was in its childhood then, or at least it was kind of a teenager as an institution. I was talking about the fact that, you know, young children might pull a cat's tail or they might yank a dog's hair, something like that. Just out of curiosity, maybe sometimes out of mischief, they say this can be teachable moments. You can try to teach them empathy. Empathy. That's the key word here, because that's what's lacking in a psychopath. They have no empathy, no conscience for other people. And they point out troubled children are much more likely to mistreat animals. While less than 5% of U.S. children are estimated to have intentionally hurt an animal, for animal cruelty rates range from 10 to 25% for children who are in mental health clinics. And then they did an assessment of 1,433 children, ages 6 to 12. And what they found was that abused children had 60% of those had then abused animals. Kind of what we've been seeing with the airports, isn't it? The abused airport employees who've been abused over and over again by government agents. Now they're starting to abuse the customers, aren't they? And I talked about earlier this week somebody relating their experience of living in East Germany and how ordinary, normal people would get really vicious when they were in their official position and their job. Even if it was a retail store, they would get really vicious with the customers because it gave them a sense of power. It gave them a chance to almost kind of therapeutically abuse somebody else. And that's what we see happening here with abused children, then abusing animals. But then they also talk about the fact that animal abuse is often the first signs of serious disturbance among people who later become serial killers. And so we look at all these different people. The Boston Strangler, the Son of Sam, Jeffrey Dahmer, all these people all said that animal torture was their first violent act. And so we see that at the beginning of the CIA, they're out there with absolutely no empathy, abusing animals to no end, to no purpose. That's the other part of the insanity of our intelligence agencies, how totally ineffective they are. We have given up our liberties and our freedom for a cat that is tortured with a split open and sewn up with a radio. That's what our intelligence services are. That's a perfect metaphor for what our intelligence services are. Totally insane, totally ineffective, and yet we allow them to torture us to give these psychopaths this kind of power. Really sick, really sick. And then, of course, the other story that was on Drudge Report, that was a story that you'll find on Drudge Report. The one with the killer robot that the Kremlin is showing. Everybody is showing off their new killer robot toys. And, of course, this is going to be going into space, so no need to worry about that, right? Yeah, right. Because you do need to be able to shoot guns in space. That's what they have this robot doing. You know, this brings up the decision, the concern that we've talked to other people about, and that is the arms race and autonomous killing machines, killing robots. Okay, you have to understand, the Terminator is not science fiction. It was predictive programming. The people who were already working on this stuff were getting you accustomed to it, just like they're getting you accustomed to a future where your identity papers are always there. The government is controlling your every movement. That's what the airports are about. They set up these psychological programs of acclimation to move the normalcy bias, the Overton window, whatever you want to call it. They're getting you accustomed to it. So they show it to you in these horrific dystopian science fiction films. And you look at it, it's how horrible this is. But then it's all okay because at the last minute, the lone hero pulls it out. And so it's like, oh, gee, well, that's really kind of a scary vision of the future. But I know we can conquer that as humans. That's why they do that with a kind of happy ending that you get from Hollywood, because there you see the robot driving himself down the road. And, of course, he won't need to do that. They will have self-driving cars, robotic cars that will be driving the killer robots that will then disengorge from the tank or whatever and kill people. And they can say, sorry, it was a bug. That whole city was wiped out, or that village was wiped out. It was just a mistake. It's a software error. We had the software bombed and people died. So we have to be concerned about the fact that there literally is an arms race going on here, and they're very concerned, and this is what all of the military industrial complexes in America and Russia and every country are telling everybody. They don't want a robot gap, can't have a robot gap. So we have to get ahead of the other guys and kill our robots. And, you know, a robot gap could mean that if you have humans controlling these things, if you've got a dead man switch on it or something, then you could be at a disadvantage, because then that other guy who's got killer robots who are operating autonomously can react more quickly than the humans controlling them. So if you put humans in the loop, you're going to lose this war. You're going to increase your robot gap. You see, this is the way this is all going to go down. We have to get control of this somehow. And first, people have to care. Over and over again, I see people, they say, well, that's kind of creepy. I don't think it'll happen in my lifetime or whatever, right? We've all thought that kind of thing. Or what can I do about it? Well, you can get angry about it. You can start talking to other people about it. You can start building a consensus to stop it, or you will suffer underneath it, or your children or your grandchildren will suffer underneath it. Remember Hezekiah? Those of you who know the Bible? He brought people in. He showed them his treasures from Babylon, and he said, look at this. Look at all the stuff I've got. Look at my, wasn't his technology he was proud of, but he was proud of his wealth. And then when he leaves, Isaiah comes in and says, what have you done? They're going to carry your children away into captivity, or your grandchildren, or whatever. And he says, well, great. It's not going to happen to me. It won't happen in my lifetime. That's cool. And he was a good guy overall. Bible says he was a good guy. Even the best of us can be cowardly when it comes to things like this. So what are you going to do about it? You're going to tell people about this? You're going to tell people this has to be stopped? We've got a bunch of psychopaths who not only cannot defend us, they think that defending us is sewing a radio inside of a cat. These sick psychopaths are going to create some stuff that can get out of control or can be used by a small clique of people. That's the other thing that's dangerous about these autonomous killing machines, because what they do is it extends the number one, when we look at a war, right, as war becomes more and more distant for our Western societies, we become less and less invested in the decisions to commit to a war. Because if we're not going to be there on the front lines, back in the day when we had the first Americans, the founders of our country, when you killed somebody, you did it eye to eye. You shot them at close range, or your gun wasn't going to make it, or you stabbed them with a bayonet, or you slit their throat, or you hacked them with a sword. And so that got them to thinking a little bit more about having to commit to war. But when you can push a button from on the other side of the world, and you can blow people up with a drone or an intercontinental ballistic missile, then the decision becomes a little bit easier. It becomes easier also, you know, if you send other people to kill on your behalf, right? That's always been the biggest issue. Even when war was face-to-face, it was always rich man, poor man's fight. But what happens when it's just machines that are going out and clashing against each other? And things don't really get nasty until those machines get into the cities. That's what we have to be concerned about. The inoculation against the horror of war. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 9797. That's harrys.com, code 9797, to get your free trial set.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I want to get back to the news here in just a moment. We had Congress passing a temporary deal to keep the government running, unfortunately, for another week. But I want to get to our specials here real quickly because, folks, you have to understand, as we see across the board in media. We see lawsuits everywhere, and of course we have a lawsuit now that's starting up against us because of content that we reported. And as we've reported many times, there's efforts to censor our content, to keep it from moving forward in social media, to censor our ads, to censor us economically. And so we really appreciate you standing with us. We have put a couple of specials out. We have extended the special for Caveman, 53% off retail. That mega special will be ending soon. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Of course, that is also our supplement that's a very easy to take source of things like bone broth, turmeric, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, many other things you'll find in that. And it has a really nice chocolate taste. As a matter of fact, I've got a review here from somebody that's on our site. And again, that's a good way to get information on our site. Take a look at the independent reviews that we have there. And this is one from someone in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm not going to try to pronounce their name. Anyway, they said, it's delicious. I just started using Caveman. It tastes great in a smoothie alone or with your favorite recipe. Love that it provides multiple supplements that I wanted in my regimen. And, of course, those are, take a look at the ingredients. Take a look at what people have to say. It's a great source of nutrition, an easy way to take that, and it's 53% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, our flash special, Liver Shield, 30% off at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a very limited time on that special. Just yesterday, I was talking to Dr. Group, and he was talking about the importance of liver health and how if you have health issues like fatty liver, that comes from having too much sugar in your diet, that it's something that is easily fixed because your liver regenerates itself. So if you start to watch your diet, if you start to do things like Liver Shield, give it the correct kind of nutritional supplement, remove the stuff out of your diet that is causing you to get fatty liver, your liver regenerates itself. It's one of the fastest regenerating portions of your body. So you can do things to make a positive change in your health. Like you said, if you spent 20 years destroying your liver, you're not going to necessarily have to take another 20 years to do it. You're not going to do it in 20 days necessarily either. Okay, you have to understand that it's going to take a while for your body to rebuild itself. But you can start a program to rebuild your health. So you can take the toxic ingredients out of your food supply. You can take the extra sugar out of your food supply. You can do things like Liver Shield that gives you a blend of organic and well-crafted herbs to help support your liver, to detoxify your liver and your gallbladder. So you can, again, you can find that at InfoWarsLife.com, 30% off Liver Shield. Let's take a look at some of the news today. We had today Congress passing a spending deal to keep the federal government going open for another week. Short-term spending agreement passed today. It will fund the government for another week. Top staff and leaders, say the Washington Post, on the Appropriations Committee had tried late yesterday to reach a longer agreement, but were unable to resolve differences on several unrelated policy measures that plagued the process. Okay, so they've extended it for another week. Meanwhile, Paul Ryan is under fire, getting a lot of criticism, as Breitbart reports, as health care is delayed yet again. Yet again. They say Speaker of the House Paul Ryan's leadership was called into question by new voices Thursday night as hopes expire of passing a bill to repeal and replace Obamacare before President Trump's first 100 days end on Saturday. And as we talked about yesterday, CNS asked the question, are we really not going to fund the wall? Are we really not going to do anything with Obamacare, but we are going to fund Planned Parenthood? See, they're not getting anything from this. And so we really need to take a look at this. I hope that President Trump will no longer stand with Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan has been the problem behind President Trump's Obamacare issues. He was the problem from the very beginning. The way that he put this in, the fact that he did not want to put repeal in, and just the entire process. Even if it had been a good deal, I think it would not have passed at the time they wanted it to because of the way it was presented. You don't continue to do what Nancy Pelosi and John Boehner have done, and that is deliver a several thousand page bill and change it up to the very last minute and just tell everybody, I want you to rubber stamp what I've put here without reading it. Just sign on the bottom line. Don't worry, we'll help you to explain it to your constituents. No, we don't want that to happen. And when we come back, I'm going to explain to you a story that we got at InfoWars.com. Jerome Corsi explains how President Trump can end Obamacare with the stroke of a pen. It really is kind of easy. If you have the will to do it, if you recognize Obamacare for what it is, you can get rid of it very quickly. I'll tell you how when we come back. We'll go over Dr. Corsi's story.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. As I was saying in the last segment, we have Paul Ryan under fire again because he failed to do anything about health care. As if he wanted to. How many times have we said he doesn't want to do this? I said this before the election. I said, as Donald Trump did not back Paul Ryan's opponent in the local race, and I understand the politics involved with that, couldn't take on the GOP at that time, but I said, I hope Donald Trump understands that his biggest opposition is going to be from within the Republican Party, and that's where it's coming from. It's coming from Paul Ryan and the Republican establishment. They are the biggest opposition to Trump's agenda. But we have a story at InfoWars.com from Jerome Corsi, and he points out how President Trump can end Obamacare with simply a stroke of a pen. And here's the answer, folks. You just need to end the theft that subsidizes Obamacare, the theft that comes from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And, of course, Jerome Corsi has pointed that out extensively. This whole thing is fraud. They are robbing the investors in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac They're robbing those people and doing a net asset sweep. They said they were going to do one thing. They said, invest in these mortgages or whatever, and we will pay you interest. Instead, they're taking all the dividends from that. And they know that the vast majority of the public isn't going to know or care that they're robbing somebody else, that they're robbing Fannie Mae to pay Paul, if you will, instead of Peter, okay? This is what he had to say. All President Trump must do to repeal Obamacare is to sign an executive order instructing the Solicitor General to withdraw the Obama administration's appeal in the federal district court case, U.S. House of Representatives versus Burwell. The result will be to immediately defund the low-income insurance company subsidies that are being paid by the federal government under Section 1402 of the Affordable Care Act, causing Obamacare to collapse almost immediately. The point is, Congress never funded any taxpayer funds to pay the low-income insurance subsidies that are at the heart of making the Affordable Care Act work. It's not affordable. They never even set the money up for it. They just steal it. And, of course, that's the socialist aspect of it. Socialism is based upon theft. As Margaret Thatcher said, eventually you run out of other people's money. Someday they're going to run out of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac funds. And then how will they fund this? Because they haven't voted to appropriate any funds for this. They're just stealing it. And I'm going to talk to you about how the UN is now getting involved in this, saying that healthcare is a right. And that's a very, very concerning extension of the moves that Donald Trump has made this week toward the UN. We talked about this just yesterday when I interviewed William Jasper, the New American. And there's another story up here. I want to get into that. Let's do that now, okay? Because we had Donald Trump talk today, and it was up on the Drudge Report. He talked about, and it was quoted by the Wall Street Journal, saying, well, let me get the quote right here. He says, ask him, what about these factions inside the White House, okay? Because we had, as the Wall Street Journal pointed out, Craig Fuller had served 8 years in Reagan's White House, and he said in an interview, he said here, the trouble here is I don't see how you get course correction when there isn't course correction. It's just erratic. He needs to look at the two factions inside the White House and get rid of one of them. You can't operate that way in the White House. Mr. Trump dismissed talk about the split inside his White House between aides with a nationalist or a globalist orientation. Quote from the Wall Street Journal, he said to them, hey, I'm a nationalist and a globalist. I'm both. And I'm the only one who makes the decision. Believe me. That context for that is the article that the Wall Street Journal wrote about the movements surrounding whether or not Donald Trump is going to get out of NAFTA. There were reports that came out 2 days ago saying that Donald Trump is putting together an executive order to get us out of NAFTA. That roiled the markets in both Mexico and Canada. The peso collapsed. And so the presidents from Canada and Mexico got Donald Trump on the phone to talk to him about it. And then he had Sonny Perdue, the new agricultural secretary, and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross showing him a map saying, look, if you do this, we're going to lose jobs in these states, so forth and so on. So you have people within his administration saying, we've got to get out of NAFTA. And we do. We have to get out of NAFTA. The reality, regardless of the maps that he was shown by Wilbur Ross, the reality is that as soon as we got into NAFTA, we had, prior to that, between the U.S. and Mexico, we'd had a rough trade parity. Some years we would have a surplus, some years they would have a surplus. It never varied by more than plus or minus $5 billion. As soon as NAFTA came in, with the Clintons, by the way, as soon as it came in, we had a $14 or $15 billion deficit with Mexico, and it's never gotten less than that. It's gone as high as $75 billion. Most recent year, it was $60 billion. So, of course, the markets understand that. When you see that the Canadian and the Mexican stock markets crash, what does that tell you? It tells you that the markets understand that Mexico and Canada are benefiting from this at the expense of America overall. And so that is what we need to do something about. Of course, as this is happening, we have to understand that Donald Trump did kill TPP. That was one of the first things he did. He had a very different cabinet then, different group of advisors. That's changed quite a bit over the last 100 days. And, of course, just a week or so ago, we had Paul Ryan in Europe pushing a revived TTIP, the Transatlantic Trade Partnership in Europe. And, of course, we have Jared and Ivanka pushing the Paris Climate Treaty in the White House. So we've got all these different globalist deals on the table, and then Donald Trump says, well, I'm both a globalist and a nationalist. And, of course, he has put both globalists and nationalists in his cabinet. And that was one of the things that concerned me from the very beginning. This isn't a new development. This is something that has been developing over a period of time. And as you start to look at the backgrounds of the people that he was putting in, I was commenting as it was happening, this is not going to play well. There's going to be conflict, you know, House divided against itself, but also divided against the agenda that Donald Trump campaigned and won on. He was bringing in people who were adamantly opposed to the policies that he had campaigned on, that he had advocated on, that people had voted for him on things like trade, on things like economic policy, on globalism particularly. And, of course, Donald Trump himself had said that it is an issue of nationalism versus globalism. It's part of his campaign rhetoric. You cannot be both. As I tweeted out today, I said either he doesn't know or he doesn't care that they are mutually exclusive. He knows that they're mutually exclusive. That's why he was offering us that choice. And now we see this kind of Machiavellian Kissinger politician speak that we're getting, saying, well, I'm both of these things. Don't worry. I'm both of them. I will make the decisions. Well, we just had an election, and he's only been president for 100 days. It's a very unusual turn of events. But let's talk about this nationalism versus globalism. Because as we're looking at Obamacare and the fact that they won't move anywhere on this, there was a story today on the New American. The UN says repealing Obamacare violates international law. And let's talk for a second here about insurance, okay? What if you had insurance for your home that was going to pay for mowing the lawn? What if your home insurance paid for repainting your house? What if your car insurance paid for your gas fill-ups, paid for your oil changes? Would you be able to afford your car insurance? Would you be able to afford your home insurance? No. And we understand that for your car and for your home, you get insurance in case it's a catastrophic incident, in case your car gets smashed in an accident or a tree falls on your house. That's why you have insurance. And that's really the way that insurance should be used, and healthcare as well, if you're ever going to be able to afford insurance. But you also have to understand that the goal here is not universal coverage. If the goal is universal coverage, we will go into a kind of single-payer socialist healthcare system that you see in Venezuela, where we all pretend that we get health insurance from the government, but you don't get anything. It's a rationalization for rationing, and nobody gets anything. It's just a pretend system. Because it doesn't work. You have to have a market. You have to have competition. You have to have choice. You have to have empowered consumers to get the cost of health care down and the quality up. Only the free market will do that. And to the extent that we set the metric to be the number of people who get insurance coverage, not even the number of people who get health care, but the number of people who have health insurance. It's not even, the metric is not even affordable anymore. Even that part of it is a lie. People have seen their insurance premiums skyrocket. And, of course, the insurance companies are losing money in the individual market, so they're getting out of that, but they're still making a lot of money and getting subsidized in the group market. So the whole thing is a combination of socialism and economic fascism. And when we look at the economic fascism aspect of it, we understand that just like this is like an argument between Hitler and Stalin. Okay, which one are they? One of them left, one of them right. This guy says he's a communist. This guy says he's a nationalist, a fascist, a national socialist is what Hitler called himself. And he said that he thought that the problem with Stalin was that he went to the final stage first. He said the final stage is where you confiscate everything from everybody, where you steal everything, where you take state ownership of everything. That's the final stage of what the Democrats want for our health care. They want a single-payer system where they control everything. Think of the VA, or worse. Now, what Hitler did with his national socialism, he wanted socialism, but he said, we're going to talk about nationalism, we're going to leave people ostensibly in control, but we will work with a few big corporations to get what we want, and we'll allow them to have profits that they get from this. And so we'll operate this in a kind of what we today call crony capitalism, but it's actually, that's economic fascism. And so Hitler was using these companies, saying that after he got what he wanted, which was military conquest, then he would take these companies away from them. And he criticized Stalin, said he doesn't understand what he's doing. He went to the final stage at the beginning, so he's not going to be very competitive. He's not going to be much of a problem for us to handle. And it's right, because as soon as you do that, you now have a weak company, a weak country. And so they weren't going to be able to compete militarily. He was going to be able to defeat them, and the only way that he was going to be able to go to that final stage was if he had a worldwide dictatorship, because then he wasn't going to have any outside competition. Or a worldwide government. That's what the UN has always been about. And so let's take a look at what they're saying now about health care. Let's read the actual letter, this letter that was referenced in the New American article. This goes back to the 2nd of February, 2017, shortly after Trump became president. This was a warning, a demand letter from the United Nations, from their Office of the High Commissioner on Human Rights. And it starts out this way: the mandate on the right of everyone to enjoyment of the highest attainable standard of physical and mental health. So they're saying this is a mandate, this is a basic human right that they have health care. It says, I would like to bring to the attention of your government information I have received concerning the possibility to repeal core elements of the Affordable Care Act with negative impacts on the right of everyone to enjoy the highest attainable standards of physical and mental health. They go on to say, available reliable information indicates that ACA has resulted in an estimated 20 million people gaining health insurance. So there you go. There's their goal, and that is universal health coverage. Not quality of health care, not even affordability of health care or affordability of health insurance, but just universal coverage, socialism, okay, which is an illusion. In this context, he said, I would like to draw your attention and that of your government to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And I would also like to draw to the attention of your government to Article 12 of the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, which was signed by the United States of America on 5th October, 1977. While your government has not ratified the covenant, it is obliged to refrain from acts that would defeat the covenant's object or purpose. Now, here's something that applies to the Paris Climate Treaty. There are people in the Trump administration, like Rex Tillerson and Ivanka and Jared, who are saying, we don't need to reject this. It's not officially a treaty. So we can just kind of leave it there and not pick a fight with anybody. If they leave that there, that structure there, just like if you leave the structure of Obamacare, that framework there, it will be used by these people. And they will say, even though it's not a treaty, you are required to abide by it. The courts will use that as an excuse to say that we are required to abide by it. This is the way these globalist agreements work. You probably didn't even know that we were in a UN Declaration of Human Rights that some idiot in our government signed. But of course, the Senate would never ratify that. Still, they say, well, somebody in your government signed it, so now you have to abide by it. And then this officious tone that he takes, I would like to refer you to this. I would also like to refer you to this. So then he refers them to Article 5, saying, you've got to eliminate all racial discrimination. So it's racism if you get rid of Obamacare. If you repeal it, the UN says you're racist and you're denying fundamental human rights to people. He said, I would also like to draw your attention of your government to the general comment number 14 on the Committee of Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights. Do you really care? Do you really care about these documents from the UN? This is why the UN needs to be shut down. And we had Donald Trump saying, well, I think this is a globalist cabal. We need to shut it down, but not on Monday. Not on Monday. He says, I think you're underperforming. I think we can expand your mission. Is this what we want? Do we want to expand the mission of an organization like this? Let me continue to read this. He sums it up with 4 points. A couple of them seem to be redundant. Please provide information on the expected impact on the right to health of all people in the United States of America should the Congress decide to repeal. Don't worry, they're not going to repeal. You can rest easy at the UN. Please provide details on the health policy, programmatic, and financial measures that will be put in place to subsidize the ACA should it be repealed. And please provide information on how you will protect the right of health to everyone. Oh, yeah. Well, tell us when you figure that out in Venezuela or when you figure it out in any other country, how you're going to do that, okay? You tell us how government is going to provide everything to everybody. Well, please let us know. That's what I would do if I were president. I would send it back. When you figure out how you're going to provide everything in the world to everybody at no cost, then please advise us with a UN representative and official letterhead, and then we'll adopt whatever, whatever policy you do. I don't think that I'd even do it at that point. Anyway, while awaiting a reply, I urge that all necessary interim measures be taken to prevent these alleged violations. Your government's response will be made available in a report to be presented to the Human Rights Council for its consideration. You have been noticed. We're going to put your name on a permanent file, and we're going to put this in a report. So this is a guy. His name is Danius Puris. And according to the article from New American, they say that he is a Lithuanian psychiatrist. And they say, among other UN instruments that he describes falsely as international law, he points to Article 25 of the UN Human Rights Declaration, which purports to mandate government health care. But they say that these rights and freedoms, as they go down this United Declaration of Human Rights, understand that the UN exempts itself from any human rights that they think might interfere with any of their mandates or their interest in taking your money. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean, nothing, honey, but it ain't free.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to get back to the news. Before I do, real quickly, we have our live 3 to 5 program that goes out on our Facebook stream. And at 4 o'clock, Alex Jones is going to have a live press conference talking about the verdict in his court case. So that'll be at 4 p.m. Central. The live 3 to 5 will be coming up right after this broadcast ends. I've got one more segment with you, and then that will be on our stream. So, again, you can see Alex Jones holding a press conference at 4 p.m. Central, talking about the verdict in his court case. Now, today, as I pointed out earlier, we have a couple of sales that are still running. One that started yesterday, Flash Special on Liver Shield, 30% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Let me read you a review. Our featured review of the day on Liver Shield. This is by Joyce. She said, the best liver cleanser in 37 years of being in the industry. She said, one of the best liver cleansers I have ever experienced. I have been in the alternative industry for over 37 years. This one is easy. No major side effects, actually. I had none yet. I feel the difference, and not to get gross, but even my stools are amazing. Try it. You will love the result. And again, as Dr. Group was pointing out yesterday, you can make a big difference in your liver health. Your liver is one of the parts of your body that regenerates more frequently than most parts. As a matter of fact, some parts don't regenerate, but some of the parts that do, it regenerates more quickly than others. So adjusting your diet, taking things like Liver Shield that allows you to support the natural function of your body and help to detoxify the liver and the gallbladder. Stop putting the bad stuff in and start getting the bad stuff out. That's what Liver Shield is about. And again, you can get it for 30% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, Caveman is now 53% off. We've continued that sale that's going to be ending soon. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Let me read you a review about Caveman. This is from Phil in Mansfield, Texas. He said, it's awesome. I started using Caveman 5 days ago. It's given me a boost in energy I was lacking before. The stuff tastes awesome, too. I mix it with milk, and all you taste is chocolate milk. Again, that's 53% off. Caveman, our paleo nutrition formula, bone broth, turmeric root, many other very important nutrients in that. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. And we thank you for your support. We really do appreciate that. As I was saying when we're talking about the UN, and if you go back and you look at the officiousness of the UN, demanding that we abide by something that we never ratified, saying that healthcare was a basic human right, and you better let us know what you're going to do about that. These are the people that Donald Trump rightly said this was a globalist cabal, international bankers seeking global government for humanity. This is a story from earlier in the week. New American, the day after he met with the UN Security Council in the White House. And he had a lot of nice things to say to them. He said to them, he said, the United Nations is an underperformer, but it has huge potential. He says, I see a day when there's a conflict where the UN, you get together, you solve the conflict. You don't just see the United Nations like solving conflicts. I think that's going to start happening now. I can see it. And the UN will get together and solve conflicts. It won't be two countries. It'll be the United Nations mediating or arbitrating, or I would add, imposing a solution. These are authoritarian globalists. There is a difference between globalism and nationalism. We need to understand that. As I tweeted out, and if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's Libertarian. I said today, I said, you know, nationalism is true multiculturalism. The left needs to understand that. It is true multiculturalism. Globalism is the eradication and the homogenization of a rich cultural political tapestry that is worldwide. You want to homogenize everything, you have globalization. If you want a rich multicultural tapestry from culture to politics to economics, then you want nationalism. We're not xenophobic. We're not racist for saying that. It's the global elite who are the ultimate people with privilege. Why doesn't the left see this? Why do they applaud globalism? Stay with us. 3 to 5 Live is coming up, and Alex Jones will be holding a press conference at 4 p.m. Central.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.